Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
They're number one in your heart, but just barely good enough for honorable mention from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Ladies and gentlemen, Dana and Parks.
Dana has been waiting all week for this song. So here it is.
I'm a lover.
And a good Friday afternoon, everybody. We're going to be doing Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances, and that is brought to you every week by Michelob Ultra. Story here from the New York Post. This redefines sidecar. This story is out of, Chicago. A motorist dash cam captured the terrifying moment that a truck dragged a car, by truck, big rig, dragged a car down an Illinois freeway in a scene straight out of the Fast and the Furious. NBC reporting the accident occurred earlier this week after a vehicle crashed into the semi-truck on I-294 in Cook County. Accompanying footage recorded by a passing driver shows the transport hurtling down the highway with a black sedan pinned underneath. At one point, a passenger can be seen waving out of the sidecar's window as the car is being dragged down the road. Fortunately, nobody was injured. All right, and from also from the Post, in the name of animal welfare, Elle magazine has banned all use of fur in both editorial and advertising content. According to their senior vice president and international director, Valeria Lopez, fur appears to be outdated and not fashionable anymore. The move is done significantly for the Gen Z, who is the golden target of fashion and luxury industry, and who have a huge awareness and expectations about sustainability and animal protection.
I want to remind everybody today, please go to KMBZ.com as we wrap up our annual Coats for Kids campaign. What year is this, Scott?
It is year 19.
19 years providing warm coats for kids all over the metropolitan area. And, you know, we used to do the big in-person celebration.
Bringing all the coats at the end for the finale.
All the coats and the big piles of coats. Today is the finale. For obvious reasons, during the pandemic, we had to shift to an online system, but there is still plenty of time to donate. Just go to KMBZ.com. At the very top, it says Coats for Kids. Today, again, is the finale, and it is a secure, safe website. You can make your donation there. And our thanks, as always, to some of our sponsors I have to mention here, Pinnacle Bank among them, Pride Cleaners, Operation Warmth. Pride Cleaners has been with us for years.
I think since the beginning.
For years. So please go to KMBZ.com to donate, and a donation of just $20 will bundle one child in a brand new winter coat.
Joining us in studio is Jill Parker with Silver Crest, also one of our partners here. It's good to see you. Welcome.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks so much. Yeah. What made you guys decide to jump in and make this part of your family at Silver Crest?
Well, I tell you, we love what you do at the station here for many organizations throughout the year, but we particularly love to donate when we can to kids. You know, we serve seniors, and we have been for almost 30 years. But we as a community love to serve our community outside as well. And so this year we were happy to do that for the kids and donate to Coats for Kids. So our residents do just have a very generous heart, and as well as our staff. So
was this, are these donations from the residents and staff? Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. I love that.
Yeah.
Remind people about Silver Crest, because I've been bragging about it for years.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous. This is not your like old great-great-grandma's retirement home.
No. We are proud to have been in the community for almost 30 years serving our seniors. Silver Crest at Deer Creek was our original community, and I've been there for over 10 years. Love the community. We are a family, and we have a lot of longevity in the community, so lots of staff and residents as well who have been in the community for quite a while. So we just got a great little community nestled in the heart of Overland Park on a really beautiful property, have independent living and assisted living, and just a great place to live and work.
How many locations do you have? You said Deer Creek was the first
one. Yeah, so we've been there, like I said, for almost 30 years. And then a few years ago, we opened Silver Crest at College View. That's at College and Flem. And then we actually just are opening the property at Meadowbrook, so at 95th and Knoll, so that's another Dial community.
And I always ask, do you have openings? Because you've heard the stories that we've told that we need to build more of these centers and have great appropriate care as our population ages.
Yes, yeah. And we are very, like I said, passionate about serving seniors and making sure that we have properties that serve all the needs, from independent living to memory care. We will, we have, assisted living, memory care and independent living. Meadowbrook will open their independent living, in the spring.
Good. Cause there's a huge need.
Huge need for it. And, there are a lot of communities that are opening, and, we just want to make sure that, if what we do is just to inform families and seniors and make sure that our seniors get to the best place for them.
Well, on behalf of KMBZ, please thank your residents.
Oh.
I think that it's so sweet.
I'm just
in my heart, I'm picturing like all of the grandmas and grandpas and meemaws and papas that have put money together to make the donation. And that is just the sweetest thing.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
I tell you again, in the over 10 years that I've been there, just seeing them rally when we put out the call. We have stations in the community. We did a big drive for harvesters. We also have a local church who does a lot of volunteering, and they do services in our community, but they're always taking in donations from our residents. And so just it's a year-long thing. But particularly this time of the year, I think that they, you know, they really want to give, you know, and continue to do that. So.
Well, your charity is amazing, and we thank you for your support.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Jill Parker with Silver Crest, one of our partners this year with Coats for Kids, and they're making their donation at this hour.
All you have to do is go to KMBZ.com, and once again, just $20 will go to buy one brand new coat for a child. And in years past, you know this, Scott, we would take gently used coats. We would have those dry cleaned. You know, there was a lot of work that went into that. Because of the pandemic, we have switched to the online giving only. And then we have contracts with huge stores that will give us great rates on these brand new coats for a kid. And there was someone who called in this morning on the morning show. I don't know if you heard it, that said a teacher, the kids' faces just light up when they are able to pick out their own coat.
I've been on some of those, the coat distribution trips back in when the program first started, and I can attest to that. Every word of that is true. When the kid, they used to do it in like a gymnasium or a cafeteria, and the kids would come in, and as they would go through, and I'm assuming with the new coats, it's going to be the same, to come in and pick out for many of them, Dana, is their first ever real coat. The look on their face is priceless and humbling, to say the least.
Jill Parker with Silvercrest, thank you again. And we just got the check from the residents at Silvercrest. They raised $300 to purchase new coats for kids. It's going to make me cry. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me again. And thanks for all you do.
That's please thank them on behalf of the entire KMBZ family.
Of course. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you. Quick break here on Dana and Parks. It is Festivus Friday that is brought to you by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. We will do that coming up right after 5 o'clock here on Dana and Parks. Give a little bit. Yeah, thanks, Sam. Give a little bit if you can. We are taking the final donations for Coats for Kids 2021. And there's no pressure. I'll just tell you that newer boss came up earlier and said, any chance you can get us $25,000, Scott and Dana? I said, sure. Of course. Wake up with 25 inches right next to the bed. If you can make a donation, go to KMBZ.com. Click on the Coats for Kids logo. We are in the final 2.5 hours of Coats for Kids 2021, and with $20, we can buy one brand new coat for a needy child here in Kansas City as winter is fast approaching. The anemic ratings for Chris Cuomo's CNN show shot up after he disappeared on suspension. The total number of Cuomo primetime viewers spiked to 897,000 on Tuesday night when Anderson Cooper filled in for the missing host. That figure was up 19%
from
Monday.
Not because they were tuning in for gripping content, because they were tuning in to see what the heck CNN was going to say about this.
Well, and I'll watch CNN at night. I'll watch them all at night. I don't care. I like to bounce around, but I did make a point on Tuesday night.
Oh, that was must-see TV.
Right at 8 o'clock, just to see how they were going to handle it. And I thought they handled it well, all things considered. But I mean, he's getting Chris Cuomo was averaging 754,000 viewers, okay? If you're looking for a reason to get rid of, and this news article describes it as anemic ratings, those are anemic ratings. For somebody who's making $6 million a year and you're only bringing in 750,000 viewers a night, that's not good. And if you're looking for a reason to get rid of him, he just hand-delivered one to you right on a platter. Keep in mind, his competition down the hall on Fox News is Sean Hannity, and he's getting over 2 million viewers a night. And you're pulling in less than 1 million.
I don't think he's done. I think we will see him on MSNBC. He'll pop up somewhere after a while.
Maybe yeah, he's going to have to go.
He's going to lay low.
He's going to have to go away for a little bit. Yeah. We were talking about the suspect in Michigan last hour and not looking to bring that topic back up until or unless there's something new to report. By the way, if you missed last hour, his parents are on the lam. City officials in Brooklyn. This is scary. City officials in Brooklyn, New York, placed a single metal detector in a school building the day after a student was busted with a loaded gun. You want to guess how many guns they found with that metal detector?
In one school day?
Mm-hmm. Just one.
I hope zero.
Here's what happened. At this school in Brooklyn, okay, a kid is found with a loaded gun. They bring in a metal detector the next day and start running students impromptu. It was just,
right.
Here it is. We just brought it
right
in. All right, everybody, start walking through this. Care to guess how many guns they found in that school metal detector?
Scott, I don't know. How
21.
Many? 21. Oh, my God. In one school day?
Mm-hmm. One school.
Great.
The Department of Education installed the scanner in the complex housing the Urban Assembly School for Law and Justice. Sorry, three schools. And two other schools in downtown Brooklyn.
Wait, the School for Law and Justice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got it.
The school, sorry, it may just be one school with three different little campuses, campi. The school does not normally have a scanner in place, and yesterday's surprise installation netted a varied arsenal. It wasn't all guns, I beg your pardon. 9 knives, 7 cans of pepper spray, 4 stun guns, brass knuckles, among other things. Sorry, it wasn't guns, it was weapons. The 17-year-old had been busted a day earlier after showing up late for school at around noon.
Okay, I have a better metal detector story. An English teacher got a metal detector. And you know, we have an entire community of people in Kansas City that do this.
Yeah, they're all single.
Wow.
I disagree. I love our metal detector community. They go out and they find all kinds of cool artifacts. You are going to walk that one back. An English teacher.
I didn't mean to step in it. I was just trying to make a joke.
3 days after she pulls out her metal detector, finds, pardon me, I said teacher, teenager, not teacher. The last hour is still in my head, and for that I apologize.
What's going on?
An English teenager, 3 days after getting her metal detector, goes out and finds a hoard of items from more than 3,000 years ago. Dateline is London. In the United States, when metal detectors hit it big, it's usually finding familiar riches, lost engagement rings, jewelry, coins of untold value. But in Britain this week, the biggest success involved all kinds of discoveries more than 3,000 years old. Huh. This is the stuff from ancient eras, Scott. An axe that a teenager unearthed in eastern England. She is 13 years old, named Millie Hardwick. She and her father and her grandfather had been out in a field with her metal detector for several hours on a Sunday in Royston. They hadn't found a single thing. And then after a lunch of sandwich and cookies, they tried a different part of the field where an organized dig was taking place. And after about 20 minutes of searching, she heard that high-pitched beeping noise, a lovely sounding signal that indicated a possible find. They rushed over, they started digging, and 10 minutes later, they pulled out an item that resembled part of an axe. Quoting here for Millie, we were just laughing. They started dancing with excitement. They kept digging and found a hoard of other artifacts. Socketed axe heads, winged axe heads, caked ingots, and blade fragments made from bronze.
Ingots.
What's an ingot?
It's like a little piece of ore.
Can we put that into the professional pronouncer, please?
How do you know what an ingot is?
Because I play a lot of old-timey video games, and I'm a nerd.
Okay. I would agree with the second
Probably
part.
Probably owns a metal detector.
I don't.
These items, Scott, are from the Bronze Age in Britain that lasted from 2300 BC to 800 BC during a period referenced as prehistoric England, back before there were written records.
Sorry, the actual definition of an ingot is a block of steel, gold, silver, or other metal. But it's pronounced.
Ingot.
It sounds like
ingot.
Like you're disparaging someone, you ingot.
Notice he put the British female pronouncer on.
I appreciate
one.
That.
Ingot.
You know, it fits the story.
All right. Let me just do this. Text line, I was joking. It was a joke.
I would like to hear from someone in the fabulous metal detecting community.
From the text line, my hubby and I detect all the time. Well, Scott.
There was a guy that has this Facebook page that I started following, I don't know, about a year ago. And they find all kinds of crazy stuff. When we come back, I'll tell you if this teenager stands to profit from this. Because these are items that are going to be priceless, Scott. Priceless.
And I would open up the phone line. I like your idea, Dana. Let's open up the phone line to the very single but very busy metal detecting community.
I want to know what is the most exciting thing you have ever found.
And why do you do it? Because surely there are times when you go out and you find just junk.
I would say most of the time they probably find junk.
So what keeps you going back? Is it that lost treasure idea, the goal of finding something?
Ingot.
Maybe finding an ingot.
This could be one of the most significant archaeological finds in Britain.
576-7798. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Give me all, attention, baby. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. You're wonderful, flawless, ooh, you a sexy lady. But you walk around here like you wanna be someone.
Back. Talking about this incredible find in England. Teenager, out with her metal detector, stumbles on a bunch of stuff from about 3,000 years ago. Some axes, an ingot.
I hope they reward her for this find, because these things belong in a museum. In England, a handful of hobbyists have found extraordinary artifacts. In 2014, a man with a metal detector found a hoard of gold and silver in Scotland that was more than 1,100 years old, a trove that experts called one of the most significant archaeological finds in Britain of the century. A spokesman for National Museum Scotland said the museum and that organization paid almost $2.6 million for those coins.
Wow.
So you ask people, why do you do it? It's kind of like a scratch or lottery ticket, Scott. Sometimes you scratch nothing, and sometimes you scratch $2.6 million.
From the text line, there's a guy on TikTok who drags a big magnet over the bridge to the river below and finds all kinds of stuff. That's from 9509. Yeah, but is that metal detecting or is that fishing with dynamite? I mean,
that's like metal detecting.
That's cheating.
Yeah, to a whole new level. That's like the scrap metal magnets that he's talking about.
Yes.
576-7798. Would love to hear from the metal detecting community in Kansas City. Why do you do it? What's the most incredible thing you've ever found? And is it 99% of the time you're going out there and you're coming back empty-handed and you keep going out on that hope that you might find, you know, somebody's missing diamond ring or some incredible find like this young lady in England with the axes and the ingots? Juanita in Kansas City. Juanita, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Go ahead.
Okay, so mine isn't about really finding things. My grandfather, and I'm a little older than you guys, my grandfather was in World War One, and he had been shot 3 times during the war. And we'd always been told when we were little he still had shrapnel in his, you know, around his heart and stuff. And, you know, but, you know, little kids trying to picture that. And my cousins were moving to Florida, and their dad had bought them a metal detector to take on the beach. And they were able to run it up his back and across his shoulder and back down the front of him. And we could hear the thing going off as it got closer.
No way.
The shrapnel. And it was just, I mean, I'm 59, but that was just the coolest memory.
Wait, you metal detectored your grandpa?
We did. The boys did. And because he was in World War I. It was before him and Grandma got married.
Wow.
And he had gotten shot 3 different times in the war. And the last time he was shot, they couldn't get all the shrapnel out because it was too close to his heart.
Hmm.
So we always heard those stories. And he died when we were young, but we were at their house every single day growing up. But, yeah, they ran the metal detector up and down Grandpa. And he actually thought it was pretty cool, too.
Well, I believe you that it works because, like my mom, every time we go through a metal detector at an event or airport, her knee sets that thing off.
Oh, doesn't she just tell him?
She does.
Hey, I've got some titanium in my knee or whatever it is.
Hmm. We just had it happen last week at state cheer finals. She walked through.
0437 writes, I love metal detecting. I found an old silver spoon from the 1800s in a field not far from Grandview. Okay. All right. I'm not saying it's bad. I was just making a joke. You're welcome to go metal detect all you want. It's just not for me. It's like cycling. 0589 writes, I like to magnet fish. Throw a big magnet on a rope in the water around the docks and marinas. You will always, always find good stuff.
Oh, my goodness. I never thought about it.
I mean, if you're going to lose something at the lake, you're probably going to lose it right around the dock.
Oh, sure.
Hmm. Okay.
I think I just found a new hobby.
I know. Let's go, Sam.
Why can't I go?
You can go. Okay, speaking of
new
hobby.
Well, you did make fun of metal detector people.
I need you to look this up right now, and I didn't want to ruin this. I was going to do it as a surprise, but we have to do this, and I want you to play it. Go to gameshowbattlerooms.com. There is a new thing.
Is it clean?
This is not a paid advertisement. My girlfriend sent this to me and said, we are doing this. And I want Scott, Kelly, Sam, I want us all to go do this. It is a local stage game show, but it's like all of your favorite game shows in one. Like one of them looks like Wheel of Fortune. One of them looks like Plinko.
Oh, there's one in Kansas City.
It just opened. We're going. And you can totally play the audio. I watched it last night. They've got like a host like, welcome to Kansas City's best game show experience. I'm your host, Bob, whoever.
Hang on. I'm loading it up right now. You sure it's clean?
Must do this to the point that I sent it to our general manager last night and said, please, can we all go do this?
Welcome to Game Show Battle Rooms, where you're in the game show.
Game Show Battle Rooms is the nation's first and only game show experience available for everyone to enjoy. Providing an immersive game show arena, engaging live hosts, and a mix of your favorite game shows created to culminate in the ultimate showdown. Game Show Battle Rooms is perfect for friends, families, co-workers, and more. You only need to bring one thing, your game face. Game Show Battle Rooms, it's time to battle!
Oh,
they have Plinko.
We are so doing this.
They have my favorite game.
Do you know what I think we should do? I almost think we should challenge like The Rock. And it'll be us against Nikki and Johnny and all those guys and Nivens.
You really think they're going to show up?
It's on.
I say we challenge Fake Knee Chris and everybody over at Channel 9.
Chris cannot be a part of this. But he did get a new floor rehab exercise bike today.
I beg your pardon?
It's like two pedals on the ground and you sit in a chair and you cycle, Scott. So, no, Chris is out for the game show experience.
He doesn't have a leg to stand on.
But I am obsessed and we're doing this.
I'm in.
All right, I'm going to tweet The Rock right now and say, we're doing that. I'm telling
tweet
Bob.
Tweet Channel 9. The Rock's not going to do it.
Why would The Rock not do this?
You really think they're going to show up for a game show night?
You know what we could do?
They're going to look down the hall and go, shut up, nerds.
You are so right. We could challenge KNBC and get just as many people in our building as we can against them.
I think that's a better idea.
All right, I'm doing it right now.
Okay. Somebody says Game Show Battle Rooms is a riot. Okay.
Why does this feel like the end of Anchorman right now?
No, we are doing it and we are doing it. Speaking
we
of...
We are doing it and we are...
Yeah, what?
Yeah,
what?
We are doing it and we are doing it. Speaking of things to do around town, a listener sent me this today, Scott. Remember that whole Van Gogh experience debacle?
What do you got?
A listener sent me an article from another town that also had the exact same problems we have had here, okay? So it was delayed. Then they couldn't find a venue. This is from December 2nd, 2021.
So yesterday.
Yesterday, and it looks like Orlando. Google this. Attendees grumble about lackluster immersive Van Gogh exhibit following months of delays.
Okay.
This is, I believe, in Orlando. And they interviewed people as they were coming out. The good news in Kansas City, at least for my friends who had tickets to this, they did get their money refunded, Scott. Because this thing was supposed to be here, and then it was pushed back, and then they said, we don't have a venue, which is exactly what happened in this article in Orlando. And right. They interviewed people who stuck with it, because it's not cheap. And as they were coming out, the reviews were not kind.
This is from OrlandoWeekly.com. There's always been a whiff of scam about the immersive Van Gogh experience that's long been promised in Orlando. From the hard-to-parse differences between competing exhibits with similar names, there's Van Gogh Live or Van Gogh Alive, which is out at Starlight right now. And then you have Immersive Van Gogh, which may or may not be coming to Kansas City next year. That little gnawing doubt only got stronger when the venue unceremoniously rescheduled all of its dates and ticket times. Now guests who are finally seeing the attraction at its not-so-secret or special location inside the convention center are fuming about the actual experience of seeing sunflowers blown up to terrifying heights. A Reddit user called the rather expensive light show, quote, the biggest scam I've ever attended. They said Woo! The art looked poorly stretched and oddly color corrected, saying the event amounted to standing in one room watching videos before being shepherded into a large gift shop with poorly made reproductions of art. Quoting here from the writer on Reddit, most of the art on the product in the gift shop were stretched out like a bad PowerPoint presentation, and the colors were not the same as the actual art. It felt like everything was brightened. The original poster said that anyone who enjoyed the exhibit was likely on drugs.
Wow.
This review is scathing. The original poster said that anyone who enjoyed the exhibit was likely on drugs. That led another that led another commenter to share that no, drugs did not help.
Wow. No, drugs did not help.
Another person said online that they felt like they had paid $100 to stand inside of a dead mall. And a few did say they enjoyed the exhibit.
Did they say they were on drugs?
No.
I enjoyed it.
Drugs were not mentioned.
Did they specify the drug?
I remember it, but I enjoyed it.
I think I was there. This immersive Van Gogh experience
has
trouble written all over.
Gone well. The BBB at one point was involved in one of these towns. Was it Seattle? The Better Business Bureau got involved.
It was one of those. It was Seattle or Salt Lake or someplace like that. Yeah. So anyway, apparently in Orlando, the reviews are not glowing for the immersive Van Gogh experience that keeps saying it's coming to Kansas City sometime next year. They've moved the dates. They still have not secured a location.
And serious question. Why do we need so many Van Gogh exhibits traveling the country at one time?
That's part of the issue is there are three of them. And I feel so bad for the actual great Van Gogh experiences that you got at Starlight. And then there's another traveling exhibit that apparently is fine. And then there's this one.
The one that is in question everywhere, Dana, is the immersive Van Gogh exhibit.
From the text line.
That's the one.
You guys broke the internet. Game Show Battle Rooms is now down due to excessive traffic.
Oh, sorry.
I have officially challenged on Twitter and Facebook
really?
TV versus radio. We are going to do a team TV versus a team radio.
Bring it.
And we can pick our people, Scott. And I want some of those guys from 610 Sports.
That's fine. The younger, the better.
They're all younger, Scott.
Then the better.
I am right here.
Yeah, Sam's young.
Can you spin a wheel, Sam?
576-7798. I saw the name. I didn't realize it was a Jewish center until I read this story on Fox 4.
Makes me sick.
Shabbat on the Plaza was hit by vandals overnight, or two nights ago, I guess. A Jewish organization in Kansas City is recovering following the discovery of massive damage at its facilities. Rabbi Zishak Itkin arrived at Shabbat on the Plaza yesterday morning to find papers and books thrown about, electric wiring ripped out, and the plumbing cut with water pouring everywhere. Come on.
Hanukkah kicked off Sunday, by the way, and runs through Monday.
Right.
I am so hopeful they have surveillance.
Quoting here from the rabbi himself, Hanukkah is really all about light, adding one more candle every day. We start with one, add a second one, add a third one, fourth one. Tonight is the sixth night, and at a time to have so much light added to the world, to have some of that light taken off, and this place made a little dark, hurts. Fortunately, the Torah and other important religious texts were left intact. The rabbi said police currently believe this was not a targeted hate crime. Huh.
Like someone was just being an idiot and didn't even realize what they were destroying?
They went into a Jewish facility, and of all the places that they could, for whatever reason, somebody wants to just tear something to pieces, they just happened to pick the Jewish place? Anyway, meanwhile, Shabbat on the Plaza is looking to raise $54,000 in 54 hours. Okay. What the hell is wrong with people, man? I don't get it. Speaking of what the hell is wrong with people, a Florida mother has been arrested after she allegedly fired a gun at her front door and left her infant home alone in his crib while she went out to a bar on Thanksgiving night. Police responded to the home of Victoria Hidalgo, 37 years old, after they received a call from a woman who said Hidalgo had sounded as though she was under the influence of alcohol and had fired a gun inside of her home. When the unidentified woman arrived at Hidalgo's apartment, she found a bullet lodged in the front door and noticed the vehicle that the two shared was not in the driveway. She let police officers inside the house. They discovered a baby unsupervised in the crib. The baby was left in the care of a family member while police attempted to track down Hidalgo.
Then my favorite story of the day, an Italian man went to extraordinarily ridiculous lengths to try and avoid getting his COVID shot. An Italian man thought he had an ace up his sleeve to circumvent his country's vaccine mandate.
Punny.
But was busted when he showed up for his shot wearing a fake arm.
Mm.
The creative anti-vaxxer may have paid hundreds of euros for the silicone prosthetic, which he wore to the vaccine center and kept his real arm in his sweatshirt.
Ah, tricky.
The 50-year-old who had sought to avoid the jab signed a consent form and lifted up his sleeve for the healthcare worker, who at first didn't notice anything amiss. But when the woman touched the fake limb, she realized something was odd. Said, "Can you please remove your shirt?" That is when she discovered the trickster's strong arm tactic.
Excuse me?
The worker told the local newspaper she felt offended as a professional, adding that the color of the arm made me suspicious. It was well made, but wasn't the same color as the man's body.
And maybe the fact that it's made out of silicone and not
she also
glass.
Couldn't see
minor details.
Any yeah, you know.
Veins, the Guardian reported. At first, I thought I made a mistake, that this was maybe a patient with an artificial arm. The shameless man still tried to persuade her to turn a blind eye and put the vaccine in the false arm. The entire story has left people in Italy up in arms.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, but how awkward would that be, by the way?
That sounds like fake news.
If you had a prosthetic arm and a nurse went to give you a shot and went to the prosthetic side.
Don't you think the nurse, when the needle went in, would be like, that felt weird?
I can proudly announce that I got my booster shot at 11 o'clock this morning.
Good for you.
I am boosted.
I'm about to be boosted.
Beg your pardon?
I'm about to be boosted.
Okay.
I'm getting mine tomorrow.
Quick break for the news. Don't forget Festivus Friday in 1 hour here on Dana and Parks Coats for Kids 2021. Final day. You can make your donations at KMBZ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.